everyone, welcome back. Long time no see for those of you on Twitch. So welcome to the Game Vault Pod News Hour. It's Big Mark again on the screen. For those of you watching live on the video, we just finished the All Foods mission in Cyberpunk, and I think I freaked Jonathan out with the fact that I don't think anything through in terms of leveling. So he got to learn that part of my video game playing. And yeah, apparently I don't have any chrome. I'm going to hit a Ripper dock anyway. Next time we pop into the game, whether it's after this or afterwards, just to sort of see what I can get and work with. Yep, no thoughts, just vibes. Just open that screen and go, where do I want to go? The only thing I was kind of looking for, I will start off with Cyberpunk for what I've been playing here, is I might be just missing it because I was trying to get through that so it wasn't too boring for everybody watching. But I don't know if they eliminated this, but they used to have the thing that was like you did a hack, an overheat or the sickness one, and it would spread to the allies in the room. Apparently, you can only do that now if you're getting attacked by a Netrunner, is what I was seeing in there. So I don't know if they've just eliminated that as a regular, or that was part of the original and I just completely forgot it because I haven't played it since the game came out. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with my green screen tonight. Let me see. I take these guys off. Better for you. This thing is like, does suck having a black chair. In focus, out of focus, in focus, out. Yeah, so I apologize for watching videos. I'm trying to figure this out. And my camera keeps going in and out, in and out. Yeah, so played the All Foods mission. I think, I don't know if Jonathan, remember, when I set off that charge, did that like destroy Brick? So I remember Brick either being a part of that or it's something later with him. I think I killed Brick. So, yeah. This goes with the no thoughts, just vibes. So I think I remembered that charge the first time and I didn't use it. So this time I did. We'll see what happens. But Cyberpunk game. Yeah, you blew up, Brick. Yeah! So already one different branch from the path of what I did in my original playthrough. That's pretty awesome. So Pillar saved my life. I was sort of circling around the Pillar as Royce was trying to kill me. And we ended up destroying him. So all is good there. So yeah, what else have I been playing? Let's see, Persona 3, again, getting to a really good part. It's just the time that I like, didn't want to end the stream. But, you know, it gets too late and you just gotta end it to get some sleep. So either I hold my head crooked or my camera's good. I'm going to go with my camera's kind of crooked because I feel like I got to like turn my head like slightly like that to kind of stay straight. Big Head gives me a lot of ADD questions while I'm trying to talk to you guys here. Like, oh, look, that. Oh, there's that. Oh, that. But yeah, so Persona 3. Loving where the stories are going. I'm guessing I got to make a decision. I really want to, like, the joke is, the little bit of the bit is you know, Kirijo being kind of like the Edelgard, you know, sort of a type of, like, hit me with a shovel or step on me, mommy, you know, sort of character. In the game is the one I would be, not attracted to as much as drawn to. It's probably, I guess it's sort of the same word, but not like, okay. Top right middle perk. We'll look at that when we pop back in. Or I go with Takuba. Because I feel like so far we made a connection. We had that hug after we found out that her dad had died because he was the reason behind everything that's gone to shit with the shadows. I think I might lean that way. I don't know. And then we got Yuko, the team manager, which is something. I don't know if that ends up being a date thing, but yeah. So Persona 3, getting there. Can't wait to play it tomorrow for those of you watching live. Probably going to try and start early, like 7 or so, because I want to get a good 3 to 4 hours in. Because I feel we're at that point in the story where you can't just do like 2, 2.5 hours. You got to keep going because Tartarus is going to get longer and harder. They're now introducing these doors that have special things behind them, a clock that falls that helps me level up. you know, so shorter streams not working as much anymore. So looks forward to longer streams there. Super Mario World, we made some good progress. Got through the third world, and then we got two levels into the fourth world there. 25-hour stream for the meme. Hell yeah! I wish I could do that. That was the worst idea the one time we did it on, or maybe a couple times we did it on Time Change Day, to do 25 instead of 24 for Extra Life. Never again. But yeah, right, so I think if I wouldn't have got stuck in that one, so there's one part in, I think it's like 3-6, 3-7, not really 100% sure which one it was. It was like one of the two right before the castle. You go into a cave on the bottom, and then you see the key up top, and I went through the whole thing and I saw that there must have been a way to get in up top, so that you could get the key and then go do the thing and get to the door. So I spent a good, to watch the stream, 5 minutes, maybe, just going back and forth and going, there has to be some way to get here. Is it like a trick? Can I like speed run this to get in there? But like trying to use the rock and here all I had to do was make one more jump than I had made the first time I went outside. And I would have jumped right up on the platform. We would have been done about five minutes sooner. Which would have meant we could have played one more level or two more levels. Because if you don't know, the Retro Roulette Endurance Run, which is what Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island is a part of. It's sort of trying to beat that game before Tom comes back from paternity leave. Is I play 1 hour. And I get as many levels done in 1 hour as I can. And this will go with when if we do other ones. And this might be the thing... once we finish Chrono Trigger, if Tom wants to jump back into that, that sort of would be the in-between between Retro Roulette. There'll be this. So it'll either be me playing or maybe Tom will want to do something, you know, just playing 1 hour of a game and to see how long it takes. So having a good amount of fun. It's starting to get, like, not complicated, but, like, you guys, by playing it only, like, 1 hour once a week, like, it takes me a good 2 minutes to remember, oh, yeah, I can do this with the eggs. Oh, yeah, that's what this means. I got it, you know, and it clicks after, like, 2 minutes, and then I'm in. But I feel if I would be, like, keep constantly playing the game, I wouldn't forget stuff or, you know, not realize that you can do certain things in boss fights. So, that's that. And what else do we have? Fallout. So we played through, I think I got all the way up to when we found Sanctuary. I haven't gone through and, like, picked up all the scrap yet. Not sure if that's something to do on camera. I don't know if anybody has any opinions on that. To just go around and scrap everything, which could take a good 10, 20 minutes. Or if I should do that, like, pre-stream. And then, just start off with the building and going around doing a bunch of missions. I think my idea for that stream is... next stream, you know, maybe we set up a little bit of... I'm definitely going to have to scrap, like, Sanctuary, just clear out Sanctuary, get that all set up and ready to go, so that we have at least one settlement, up and running, and then we can go exploring. What I want to do is just, like, I don't know if it'd be a wheel, dice roll, something, to go in one of the, I guess I could do 8 directions, and then we just go that direction for the entire stream, no matter if it takes us to an area we shouldn't be. Or not, and we just see if we can survive for the stream, doing as many things as we can in, like, the south direction, or north. Where I'm at now, north would be nothing, so maybe we'll spin the wheel twice if I get north, or roll the dice twice. But I think that's a good idea, because I play through the stream, so, you know, we can do, like, every other stream, maybe. I'm trying to think how to make the Fallout thing, like, have a fun, like, unpredictableness. Because if you've ever seen me play, especially when we even play in, like, first-person shooters and, like, any of the other things, I'm a very objective-based person, which means if you give me an objective with a marker, I want to go do that, rather than just explore. And I feel like we could have more fun just exploring, and get into some, you know, weird situation and things like that. So I think that might be a good plan. Maybe every other week we do that, and then the other weeks we concentrate on, you know, main quests or side quests. And I guess the goal would be when we pick a direction, we just do all of the side quests there, and just blow it out in that direction. And I think stream 3, should be us going to Diamond City and at least starting that. So, getting the game up and running. So, yeah. I think that if anybody has some suggestions for Fallout, feel free to put them in the chat. I have also announcement, before I get on to my next thing. I have opened up a couple new channels in the Discord, if you are in the Discord in there. I'm going to try and check them as much as possible. I put notifications on when I'm on this PC here, so that while I'm streaming, or if, I think I put the notifications on, we'll see. On this PC, so that maybe it'll pop up in here, I can see it while I'm either editing video, doing this, maybe playing another game, it'll pop up and I'll see if anybody has any. So I think I opened up three channels, it's either three or four. It's the News Hour Stream Suggestions channel. Yeah, and things like Night Duck just says in the chat here, you know, we should do the main quest until Diamond City, which might be a good idea. Maybe that's what we'll do tomorrow, because I'll be starting a little later than usual tomorrow, so maybe we'll just do main quest, Diamond City, and then we can do the exploration, because I think Diamond City is pretty central, if I'm remembering correctly, so that could be a good point to do the go in any direction thing, rather than Sanctuary. I think the first thing to do is we have to scrap everything in Sanctuary. Get all the tiles and tires and cars. If you know, anything we can scrap in there to help build the houses. Yeah, so we'll do that. But going back to the Discord, we have the stream suggestion stuff. You can pop in there. We can talk about the streams I'm doing here. This one especially. But the other ones, just some quality. I got good positive feedback from Ant about this stuff. Is talking about, sounds like something's banging. So I don't know if that is me in my, you know, because I'm very fidgety at times playing games and stuff, that I either sit up and bang this, or I play with the headphone cord and it makes a bang sound. And maybe it's my phone buzzing or something. You know, I can move my phone off. We can see. I might try, you know, for now I'll just move my phone, put it on top of my Xbox down here, so that maybe that was buzzing and then that hit the mic, which is on the table, and that was making a noise. The other step would be getting an arm, which would technically, unless if I arm it like up and like to be above my head here, would put it on camera, but we'll see. That's down the road, because that would be an improvement for even TCTAM and things like that, so look out for that. But yeah, so Discord streamer stuff. And then I opened two other channels that I can think of. I should probably just open to you guys. I opened up, anybody wants to talk about spoilers for Rebirth, I got a spoiler channel in there so that we can discuss it, because it'll be a while before me and Tom get to do the spoiler cast. You know, and then I opened what I called Spoiler Country, for when I'm playing a game that it's my first time playing, like Persona 3, I got to the first main boss, the first full moon. I think it's the furthest I've gotten when I was playing it, you know, before Reload. So if you guys, like, are in here and you want to either make fun of me for a choice I made, they're like, oh, it's going to fuck something up later. Ha, 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 Mark. Or I can't wait to see Mark. And then you guys start talking about that part, so you don't have to worry about having it in chat. I don't know how many, I guess most streamers do this. I know I watch a streamer, Karkala, who has Spoil City in her Discord, and it's for, because she plays a lot of, like, the best example, she plays, like, FF8 and FF7, you know, the Final Fantasy games, and plays, you know, because she plays a lot of retro stuff on original hardware. That's her thing. So a lot of times she opens Spoiler City so that people can talk about it there, so she doesn't spoil in the chat, because it's like zero spoilers, no help from the chat. I think the only time she ever asks is like if it feels like it's stuck or soft locked, or she needs to, like, something like that, I think she'll ask the chat. But so yeah, I opened that, so feel free to jump in there. Trying to get the Discord going a little bit. I'll probably try to initiate starting going forward. This week is a rough week at work, because the end and beginning of the month is really, really busy time of year, especially through the summer. So I probably can jump in more, you know, have more time, won't be working, you know, a couple hours and weekends and things like that. So yeah, hopefully you can pick up this. But yeah, the other thing, the YouTube channel, final house cleaning business before we go into news. I'm trying to get everything that I have or able to download off the Twitch channel onto the YouTube channel. So you'll start seeing some Mario RPG will start popping up. I'm going to try my best. I think I have all the FF16s, but it's like really hard to, I got to match up because when you download it, because I was an idiot when I was first doing this to try to upload to you. So because I do the 5 to 6 minute opening with the music to let everybody get in, I can go get my drinky drink, you know, and, you know, do that stuff. Get food if I'm going to eat real quick before stream. Just going direct upload to YouTube from Twitch would be rough because, you know, you got to grab people early. That's why there's only like 8 to 10 seconds of the opening music track before it goes right into the stream. If that needs to change or anything like that, or if you have any suggestion, YouTube stuff again, that is what the Discord thing is for. Because I know Vince asked that last time. So things like that can go right in there. So gonna have start to have some of that stuff going. You know, we'll probably, if I haven't already put all the FF10s up there, they'll go up. FF16, as I said. Super Mario RPG. I'm getting the Extra Life stuff up. I'm gonna realize that there, now I may have been the idiot because I haven't really been uploading YouTube. Apparently there's a 12-hour limit to update it, because what I was going to do was update the raw, Extra Life 13 hours for the first day up there, and then go in and split it up by segment and sort of have your choice if you just want to, for some reason, for 12 hours, just have us on in the background. So I think what I'm going to have to do is go back into the program and slice it up 6 and 6. I can figure out how to do that. Gotta figure out where the good cut point is around the 6 hour mark, you know, between 6 and 7, to do that, to get that whole thing up. But yeah, doing that. And then we have the couple segments. Jen did an Extra Life segment, Tom did an Extra Life segment. All mine is going to be up there. I think the Hot Wheels thing, I don't know if I saved that, but if that goes up there, that'll be there. You know, it's basically anything that I was able to download or highlight or anything. We'll end up on the YouTube channel. I'm gonna assume by June I should have everything up there, and then the stuff we do here, like the News Hour, goes up every Monday along with the podcast feed. And then, you know, I try to space out the games a little bit, just so I think it'll work better now. When I was just doing Persona, and we were just doing like Retro Roulette, and it was just 2 a week, you know, it felt like we had nothing on the YouTube. You know, now that I got 3 or 4 games going, plus this, I think I can try and keep everyone up to date if they miss. Like, they can go in and, you know, watch the video on YouTube to be ready for the next thing out there. So, I think I'm working good on that. But, as always, if you're on the Twitch channel, I highlight every video we make just to make sure we don't lose it. And then, once it's up on YouTube and all, if I have to, by having it highlighted, if there's, like, an infinite amount of highlights you can keep, on the Amazon servers, that will allow me to delete the videos I have on my hard drive if I need hard drive space. So I'm hoping that works. I don't have to go buy like another 4 terabyte hard drive or something just for video. But who knows? I'm gonna have a lot of softball videos too that I'm gonna be editing. So yeah, so that's basically housekeeping. I would love for you to subscribe over to the YouTube. It'll help you catch up on everything. I keep saying I would love to do exclusive YouTube content, but I haven't decided exactly what that would be yet. I was thinking, and if you're listening to this after live, put it in the Discord. But my two thoughts are, before we go into news, to do something similar to what like old Giant Bomb used to do with Quick Looks, where a new game comes out or a new thing pops on Game Pass or somewhere free that I don't have to purchase, because obviously not big enough to get codes from companies yet. And I can play through like 20 minutes of something and just talk about, you know, the game so far, you know, world premiere stuff like that. And then also that will be, I think the exclusive content would be if I do, maybe I do some review thoughts videos or just real short stuff there. Maybe that could be where that lives and stuff. And then also, like, my I'm going to start, even if I don't watch it live, I'm going to try to avoid as much news as possible for, like, directs, especially in June when all that stuff's come up. And I feel I can watch it with you guys here and then just upload that to YouTube, or maybe we can make that exclusive YouTube streaming content, you know, or might just make a YouTube video without just me talking about what I'm saying. Just so there's not any idiots that, like, jump into the chat and go, "Hey, this thing got announced, Mark! Ah!" Like an asshole. So, we'll decide. I'll talk over. I'll probably talk with my brain trust, which includes Night Duck, Metal Militia, you know, Jen. Just sort of feel out what they think there. But, yeah, that's sort of... I think, like, short-form stuff is what I'm thinking for YouTube and this, and basically the stream dumps there. So, yeah. All right. Without further ado... let's switch over to the, I think we should be good now. Yes, we are. All right, so first story, kind of an interesting one here. I've been reading about it and looking up stuff, and I don't know, I probably should have taken a little bit more time to come up with an actual where I sit with this, but just to read out the news, Arrowhead, makers of Helldivers 2, you know, had to, the CEO had to make an apologize, because it got review bombed, I think today and yesterday, because, maybe just today, because Sony put out a statement that starting, I think, this month or by June or something, you need to connect directly to your a PSN account to be able to play Helldivers 2 if you bought it on PC, mainly Steam. And this has not been a requirement before. They say it was supposed to be, but they stopped it because of, you know, crashes and stuff like that. But now that everything's stable, they're going to do it. It runs into... The thing that makes it complicated for me, personally, is that I can see the side where, you know, I haven't had to do this before. I don't want to give my information to Sony because they sell data or whatever, and... they've had a lot of hacks in the past that have stolen personal information. And I don't want any of my information attached to Sony. And I can see that. I can see that, you know, there are certain countries, I think like Russia and things like that, where, PSN is like banned. Like you can't sign up for a PSN account, in those countries. And to use a VPN would be to violate the TOS, so you could get yourself, you know, lose access to the game anyway. So that's all, obviously that's all shitty, there. And, yeah, the thing I don't know will happen is that I don't know if this is going to, the game is amazing by all aspects. I have not played it yet just because from everybody I've talked to, it's very much you need four players to play it. You need a crew or you need to go play with randoms. I'm not good playing with randoms, so I would rather have played with friends, you know, to do that. But just matching four of us up with families and jobs and stuff like that, it's kind of difficult. And, you know, so I just was like, I'm not going to jump in until that's settled. Because, like I said, I'm not much of a playing with randoms kind of guy. I do it in Call of Duty for the multiplayer shooters, but that's just because you don't really have to team up with them too much in there. You're on a team, but you're sort of also on your own, so... I feel voice chat is very much needed and help, you know, whatever. Yeah. From all accounts, game is great. So, I could see people that could give two shits, about, connecting to, you know, PSN won't leave, but then there's gonna be a whole bunch of people that are not, and 14,000 people, as you said, negative reviews, turned it from mostly positive to mixed today, just today, because of this, and, The CEO hopes he can gain back fans' trust, just because he, you know, wants to make great games, as that says there. And this was this seems like to be a Sony decision. And they, from things I've read on, like, the community managers on the Discord and stuff like that, basically saying that this was a Sony decision, and they're still trying to get clarity from Sony what it entirely means, like, all the details on it, because they share the same concerns. In terms of, you know, countries that can't get PSN, you know, these people purchase the games. So we'll see where this goes. It's an interesting. I feel both sides kind of have a point. In that I don't know if I'd ask for a refund or, you know, stop playing the game Cold Turkey and all that other protest stuff. That's just me. Maybe I just don't have whatever backbone or whatever you want to call it, for that, where I'm just like, it's just games, you know, sort of thing. And, you know, there are other people that take stances on it, but I am not the one to chastise people on either side of the aisle in this, because, you know, I think it is probably more shitty than it's not shitty, but I can also say, hell, I sign up for so many different accounts, fucking whatever, sort of thing. So that was a big controversy in the internet, and I thought I'd open the that. So let's go to our next story. For those of you that, let's see if this can open up here, you guys. There we go. I think that's shown for you guys correctly, right? Yeah, there. So for those of you that want to play Hellblade 2, Senua Saga, here are your PC specs. You know, minimum, you're going to be playing, you know, low graphics at 1080p. You're going to need, you know, an Intel 8400 or a Ryzen 5 2600, for your processor. You can get away with a 1070, or a 5700 AMD, or if you're on Intel, you know, an Arc A580, will work. You'll need 6 gigs of VRAM, 16 gigs of system RAM, at least 70 gigs of SSD storage, and you'll need to be on Windows 64-bit, either 10 or 11. So that's for your minimum. So if you're above that, congratulations, you can play the game. Don't know how great it'll look, with that stuff, but if you want to play at the absolute highest, high 4K at, obviously you're going to have top of the line stuff. So you're on the Ryzen 7 5700, you know, or like the Intel, you know, 12600, you know, you're looking at that for the processors. You're at your 4080s and all that. I think that's the main reason why I brought it up, Jonathan, is it's just like, yeah, this is insane, what they're requiring for this game. I know some people are really love Hellblade 2 or Hellblade. You might want to play it on their PC. So there you go. Just thought it was a fun thing to point out how insane, you know, these are here that you'll need to play this game. When, to be honest, if you have an Xbox, it'll save you. It'll probably be cheaper to buy an Xbox and play it on there, than it would be to upgrade your machine if it's not within these parameters here. And also, this is for Metal Militia, if he watches. Give him a little, you know, PC spec porn, here for him to look at. But yeah. So, yeah, I thought it was interesting. oh, no, I wasn't saying play Hellblade. I'm just saying look at this stuff and have comments about it, mainly. This was the first, like, PC specs thing I saw pop up on the news, since when I search for news. Because I try to keep things as close to the Friday as possible and not try to go back the week, unless if it's something really big, that came out on, like, a Monday or Tuesday. So, I mean, I'll pop up specs all the time, just for a couple minutes here, just to talk about it. Just because maybe it's somewhere out. Maybe there's one person watching on YouTube, or listening to the podcast, or lurking here, that really wants to play Hellblade, and they find out that they can only play it on Medium, because of this. You know, if I help one person, I'm happy. All right, next story. Something fun here. They're going to put out the Nintendo World Championships NES Edition for Switch. So it's going to be based on that custom NES cart from the 1990 tournament. For those of us old enough to remember, this game, you know, include mini games, you know, based on Super Mario Brothers, Rad Racer, Tetris. The most famous being the Tetris one that I remember when trying to get up and get good points on that thing. But yeah, so there's the actual cartridge. So it looks like it'll come out, like sometime this year, probably early next year. The Nintendo World Championships thing is, one of those things that sort of, the reason I brought it up for the story here is, hey, it's pretty fucking cool that they're actually doing this. The only way you've ever been able to play this is if you've, you know, visited your Uncle Vim and, you know, downloaded it or found it, you know, went to Emu Paradise. Before they shut down to find it. And now having the chance to play it on Switch is just going to be pretty cool. And it's also one at legendary times in in gaming. I know I'm closer to 40 than maybe most of the people watching this podcast or listening, you know. But yeah, I, you know, had heard about this like a couple years after it came out when I was like 7, 8 years old. And then I participated in the Blockbuster one, which I think was 94. Yeah, it's got to be like 94, the Blockbuster one, because that was Judge Dredd and NBA Jam. And I competed at my local Blockbuster, kicked ass in the NBA Jam part, and I think I came in 5th in the store. You had to come in first to go to like the world things, and the guy that came in first was just absurd. You know, knew all the tricks and stuff like that, especially the Judge Dredd game. They helped me out, because if you got over a certain amount of points or something, the Blockbuster gave you something free. So what the guys, NBA was my jam. I was pretty good at NBA Jam back then. They were giving out something free. I forget. It was something stupid. It wasn't anything good. I think it was like popcorn or a free rental or something dumb like that. If you got over 1,000,000 points in Judge Dredd, which sounds ridiculous, but as the store associate showed me, there was a part in that Judge Dredd thing, you know, a special little place to jump up and get there, and it was like a 1,000,000-point thing. But it was very hidden. But he was all the little kids, you know, I would say those between like 8 and 12 that were trying the competition, he would show them where it was at. Just so they could get the free whatever they were giving away for getting 1,000,000 points, at least at this local Blockbuster, in Judge Dredd. So, yeah. So, this whole weird phenomenon of the Nintendo World Championships, the Blockbuster World Championships, stuff like that is a thing. A time capsule thing. Very much for my generation. You know, so it'll be pretty cool to play this on Switch when it comes out. I will give it a purchase. You know, unless if it's like $70. Knowing Nintendo, not absurd that they would do that. But if it's a reasonably priced, like 40 or less, you know, I will, you know, give it a shot. Moving on, next story here. As probably would have guessed, when Nintendo won that lawsuit against Yuzu, you knew that there were going to be things coming down the pike here. So, you know, they went after people that downloaded Yuzu, you know, or people that have it up to be downloaded or something. You know, they want the as it says, the 8,500 copies of it done, because it allows you to, essentially, I think the big thing that caught it was that you were able to play Breath of the Wild early, because it, bypassed the, like, protection, encryption is what I was thinking, you know, and did all that. So, I don't know, I didn't read enough into this to, you know, see if this was like, where they were coming after individual people that have downloaded it, which I doubt, because that's really difficult, and probably really dumb, and wastes way too much money, on them, but it seems that they're at least going after where you can download. So I doubt that it's like on Vim anymore or anything like that. I'm gonna do a quick scan, of this, it says. Yeah, so basically, yeah, what I was thinking, on GitHub, where you could download it. I don't know if it was ever on Vim, but yeah, so if you got Yuzu, good for you. I think you can still play it, but you may not want to advertise you have it or stream with it. That is that, more of a PSA. Moving on to more Nintendo news, yeah, they found a surprise kiss between, or rediscovering the kiss, I remember this, between Midna and Link, you know, in Twilight Princess, and... Yeah, just a fun story. I mainly did it for this art here. I don't know if my mouse is on screen, but I'm circling the art. And like it says in the story, the fun thing is that apparently the kiss like takes place like right in front of Zelda, which is kind of funny. But yeah, always a fun thing. I was reminded of this when I read this story. I was like, oh yeah, I remember that when that came out. Yeah. Yeah, it's a fun story. I liked it. Yeah, Zelda likes to watch. Yeah, so, again, fun story. I thought it'd be a nice palate cleanser after, you know, the first couple of stories here. And on other weird news, Limit Run Games is apologizing for using CDR disc you know, for some of their physical releases of games, especially the 3DO games. They're on, you know, the recordable CDs instead of the press disc, so they won't work on real hardware. So yeah, very, very fun thing. Oh God, I love that it's D. God, that game just follows me around. Quick side story with D. My brother-in-law, used to tell me that D was the scariest game he's ever played. And then we played it, original D. I forget what system we played it for. No. I wish. That would be a funny story. But no, he raved up and down about how scary this game was. And then we played it, like, you know, post Resident Evil and Resident Evil 2, like in the late 90s, early 2000s. And yeah, the game, not that scary. But yeah, that's just a quick side tangent on D. D seems to follow me around everywhere. It's this really weird, strange game that came out in the mid-90s. I believe he played it on Saturn. I think he said Saturn. I think we played it on PlayStation. I forget. It was like one drunken night with just can't get enough D. That's what the kids say. And they mean vitamin D when they're saying that. Right, Jonathan? But yeah, it was like a group of us, a couple of my friends, a couple of my sister's friends, when they were at their first house. Because, keep it on standard, the thing that my sister, you know, the one famous for being way better at Sonic the Hedgehog than she has any right to be, being that that's the only game she really played. Well, I guess that would make sense, but it's kind of weird that she's still good at it and hasn't touched the game in 10 years. Loved horror games, like, you know, your survival horror stuff, but she didn't like playing them. So I was tasked with holding the controller and playing through those games, you know, so it would be like nights of drinking with the group of them playing through those games. And then one special night we played D and just laughed at my my brother-in-law because it was not scary at all. And so yeah, so back to the story here. Yeah, apparently they put the games on CDRs. So you can't really play them on some of the original hardware. So way to go, Limited Run. They are going to figure out a way to fix that for everybody out there. So moving on to our favorite game of this couple months here, you know, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Sales seem fine, but Dragon's Dogma is, like, kicking its fucking ass, apparently. You know, here, just, I'm just trying to see if they have the numbers here. I probably skimmed past it real fast. But, yeah. So, basically being, you know, held to the, you know, just one console, you know, Rebirth is the fourth best-selling game so far this year. But it's also the 14th best-selling Final Fantasy ever. You know, so, you know, I guess it's going to get there, you know, as time goes along and, you know, it goes to multiple platforms there. You know, this all comes on the heels of Square saying they're prepared to take a $140 million hit for content abandonment losses, you know, canceling games. So we don't know how that'll affect the remake trilogy. They're going to have to finish it. It probably won't at all. But yeah, so as it says here, Dragon's Dogma, which pulled in 11 times the amount of dollar sales of the original Dragon's Dogma, which makes sense because that was more of a cult late to the party thing. Essentially. I mainly brought this up just for the quick thing I've been thinking. Let's see, I gotta stop touching things because that might be messing with the microphone. I think your main problem, outside of being just held to a single console for FF7 for Rebirth, is essentially, it's probably one of three Final Fantasies, because I don't fucking talk about Lightning Returns, that you absolutely have to have played a game before it. Yeah, so before I finish that thought, as Night Duck says in the chat, you know, original Dragon's Dogma has been $5 for a long time. And then that has helped make it popular. Exactly. And then Dragon's Dogma 2 explodes because everybody's like, I love this fucking game. It's a new one. Hey, Metal Militia, popping just in time for the Final Fantasy VII talk. And thank you for the sub. I don't know if any sound. Because I took my headphones off for this segment because I don't need anything. But, so finishing my thought there. The problem with Rebirth sales not being great out the gate is that, you know, it supposes that you've finished Remake. They do have the opening video, but it's one of those games where you have to play the original to get as much out of... you have to play Remake to get as much out of the title as possible. I just forgot that I didn't change any of the stuff on the Twitch here. So we're halfway through, so might as well just keep it here. Hopefully there's nobody popping in thinking, looking for Cyberpunk. Given the opinion between the two, you know, you can also say that Rebirth's not great. To each his own. I love it. I think it's really good. There's more of a divisive opinion between this and then for Remake was. So that's also like, I guarantee you, I don't know, 10-2 probably didn't sell as well, and 13-2 probably didn't sell as well as 13 or 10. Obviously because it's hard to bring in new players. X2 probably had the best chance of doing that because that game is so different from 10. Just Spears be damned. It's just... That's probably one of the good explanations for it. At least the slow start. Now, if it doesn't pick up steam because of Night Duck's point that, a lot of people think it sucked ass, that's a whole different story. But I think my theory with the... it being a thing you were required to play another game before it doesn't allow it to jump out of the gate as fast as most new entries or things like that. Yeah. Perfect point there. I'll read Night Duck's thing. His opinion, you know, it is a significant departure from the previous game, as well as most action RPGs, so it's not as appealing to the main game's genre audience, which I think that will come to fruition in long-term sales. Because I feel that Remake gained momentum because it was a good game and genre people loved it. So we'll see. Just interesting. I more pulled it because of that Dragon's Dogma bit there. Next story. Start our Fallout section, or I should say Bethesda section here. Data miners on Call of Duty unearth a crossover between Fallout, or with Call of Duty, with Fallout, Gundam, and The Crow for Modern Warfare Season 4. Just greatness. Call of Duty, tends to try and for the, you know, battle passes and, you know, the game, the things for the games. Can't wait to see Nicki Minaj snipe the crow. Exactly. It's turning into shittier Fortnite, from what I can tell, the way Call of Duty is operating. They see what Fortnite does with all the crossovers. They try to do it here, but with this being a little bit more realistic looking than, you know, Fortnite's more cartoony look, it's kind of hard to make it not seem fucking stupid at times. But yeah, I'm assuming there's going to be a Brotherhood of Steel person would be Fallout. I guess they could do the Vault Dweller, but I think Brotherhood of Steel is probably the better option there. It's just kind of ridiculous. I saw the list of three games there, or three properties, and we're just like, that's weird. Yeah, so if you are playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, which I have actually not picked up, three crossovers there. Could be amazing, or could be fucking stupid. Who knows? I'd lean more towards the stupid angle. Things have surprised me in the past. So, story here. Starfield gets an update and gives you things that should have been there from the very beginning. And I don't know why it's taken so long to get this stuff in there. I can see why the 60 FPS, and enjoy that trailer of Knuckles playing on the TV there. If you're watching this live, I'm going to pause this so we don't have to watch this guy talk. So yeah, so 60 FPS on Xbox Series S. Again, that might be the only thing that needed time to work out. Exactly. You know, so now you're getting detailed surface maps, ship decorations, you know, things that would have been great in the main game, there. I do have the thought that, yeah, I love that it doesn't work on S, which is friggin' amazing. But I wonder if there's a chance. I don't think it will because it was a whole different animal. But I wonder if there's a chance that Starfield could have a No Man's Sky like resurgence in terms of, you know, having a, you know, improving enough that it brings people back to it. I doubt it because Bethesda is not really that good at doing that kind of thing. So yeah, it has a chance to do that if it's going to add significant updates like this. But I get the feeling that Microsoft is semi-pissed. Unless they're making a lot of money off people buying for the next gen update, that Bethesda didn't line up something Fallout with the TV show launching. Like anything. Like a mobile game, you know, a side story, maybe a DLC for Fallout 4, like anything outside of the update. Yeah, semi-pistol. You know, that could have taken advantage of the popularity of the show. And how good the show is. So, yeah. So, I guess hoping that they worked on this instead of something Fallout. So, yeah. I know there are a whole bunch of people that love Starfield. I thought it was the most 7 out of 10 game I've played. It didn't grab me as much as Fallout 4 did or other games from Bethesda. But yeah, it's fine. Bethesda makes solid games that have a lot of, you know, there's jank and bugs and stuff that come with it. But I don't think, now I could, by Third Eye Blind, I could be wrong, just obviously my personal opinion here. I don't think Bethesda's made an awful game recently. You know, they may have made some average to slightly below average games, but the one thing I think you can guarantee, knock on wood and all that, Redfall. Forgot about Redfall. That's Bethesda. No, that's is that Arcane? Is Redfall Bethesda? If it is, then I'm fucking wrong, and I apologize. But yeah, I completely forgot about Redfall, to be honest with you. Completely out of my brain, until you brought it up here, Night Duck. But yeah, finish my point. They're out of the games that I had in my head, like, you know, they had their positives and negatives, but nothing awful. But if they did make Redfall, then fuck them, and I was wrong. But anyway, I hope that Starfield has a No Man's Sky resurgence. If not to bring in new players, just for those that love the friggin' game. Just like No Man's Sky, where, awesome. These people that, yeah. Okay, Night Duck explaining, you know, some, hi, Game Ball Cat. Explaining that Arcane is part of Bethesda, and, you know, they pulled some of the developers over for Redfall to crunch on Fallout 76, which might explain why Redfall's shitty. Yep, Game Vault Cat decided to join us. So, yeah, that was kind of okay. Move on, next story. Just a fun thing here. You know, someone asked Todd Howard about, you know, why would he ever do Bethesda games outside the U.S.? And he says he plans to keep them all in the U.S., which I don't know if this is a shot at the people that were making Fallout London, a mod for Fallout 76, or not. I can't really tell. But, you know, the whole point, honestly, I listened to this interview, one kind of funny, but essentially the idea is the whole reason, the whole story and stuff behind the game, is that it's like, what would you say? Like a criticism of American exceptionalism and American, you know, capitalism and stuff like that. Like a very American-centric idea, that they're putting there that might not work in other countries. It's not just nuclear fallout. There's also the possibility, and I know other people have proven this wrong, but there's also they could have come up with the possibility that the United States was the only one that was bombed to hell. And while some of the fallout may have spread around the, you know, to some other parts of the world, it was nothing went as bad into, you know, the way America did. So, you know, the game wouldn't look like, you know, the other countries would not look the way America does, who got hit directly by the nuke. So whatever theory you buy into there, but yeah, all the games will be set in the U.S. I think there's only like a couple cities left they could really do. I mean, you can go to Seattle. That could be interesting. You could do Texas, I guess. New York. Yeah. I mean, you know, I was just trying to think of different parts of the country that they haven't done yet. With Boston taking up the Northeast and D.C., you know, they've been to the Northeast a little bit. You know, a Texas or even a, maybe an underwater Florida or part of Florida. They could go full Alaska, even though they've had the DLC there, you know, the Battle of Anchorage, and just have that up there. Maybe some, since they annexed Canada, maybe Canada is technically part of the U.S. in their thought process. You could work there. But yeah, there's plenty of places they could go to. New York City would be the interesting one. You know, you could do a lot there and stuff like that. But yeah, so the only question with this story is, was this kind of a shot at the London people that were making the mod? All right, moving on to more Xbox news. So as I mentioned earlier, I will be making videos for all the games or all the stuff that usually was E3 or around E3, you know, this June. So one of the first ones announced is the Xbox Showcase. Was going to be on Sunday, June 9th, 10 a.m. So we probably will be able to see that live, barring softball stuff. But there's going to be a redacted direct, you know, so don't know what that, you know, this is a Call of Duty imagery there. So if it's a Call of Duty direct, maybe, that's actually pretty good going back to the Fallout New York stuff, Night Duck. I like that idea. Man, I'm thinking more New York here. That's pretty good. I mean, you have Chicago too. I don't know, like a big city like that. I've just lived in Philadelphia enough to know that it wouldn't be fun. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, too. It's going to be like the Call of Duty Direct. And you'll find out that the next Call of Duty is going to be on Game Pass and all that good stuff. So, but anyway, we will be watching that either live or I'll watch it a little bit later. Depending on if there's, like I said, any softball shit going on that I have on Sunday mornings. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. You know, I think Summer Games Fest is like the 7th, I believe, or the 8th or the 6th, I think. I don't know if it says it. I don't think it says it right here. But, you know, I believe it's a Thursday. I believe Summer Games Fest is it. So, yeah, that is going to be, mark that on your calendars, to tune in to, me commenting on that. All right, and then final two quick stories here. Game Pass, 2024, lineup. You get in, Tomb Raider Definitive Edition. That's the, remaster or remake or whatever. From 2013, I believe. Little Kitty Big City. I think we might play that on stream when it comes out. Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons as well. And the other game is Kona 2. You know, and then you have like EA Play Jedi Survivor. I think will be coming in soon too. If not, and then also you get Hellblade 2 on Game Pass. If you're worried about any games leaving, they might be playing. You have Eastern Exorcist, you know, Chronicles Rising there, Just Cause 4, if you're still playing that, Norco, which I might have to play, by May 15th, you know. So, some games leaving, some games coming for Game Pass. And on the flip side, we also have PlayStation Plus, games. I am pumped for this first one. So that I can play soccer, because I absolutely loved FC 24 when I played it, but I only played it for the trial, because I used to be able to play it. I lost faith for two reasons. I had EA Play Origin, you know, on the PC, and you paid, you know, yearly thing, and you could get all the games as soon as they released, in full. But then 22 or 23, one of them, the anti-cheat engine, made the game unplayable for like 2 months. Like it wouldn't load on PC a lot. So, you know, I just canceled the thing because it was like, it's not worth it. That's the game I play the most. But now I'm finally getting that time period when, you know, it comes out for Game Pass through EA Play. You get Destiny 2 Lightfall. Tom probably already noticed that. Ghost Runner. And Tunic. Ghost Runner 2. Pretty fun games there. Basically something for everyone, for the most part. I still gotta play Tunic. You would think I would have played through a Zelda-like, but I have not. Already bought it. Yeah, so there are your Xbox and PlayStation. I didn't see the Nintendo stuff. I don't think they're adding anything really this month. So those of you that have the subscriptions, look forward to. And then final story. I just saw this headline and just had to pull it up. Forget Nintendo Switch 2. Tetris and 7-Eleven are making a handheld game. So, yeah, you can play Tetris on a 2-inch screen with on a Slurpee thing that takes 3 AAA batteries to run. I guess this is the joke that you could, play a game on a refrigerator, which is probably possible now, but just the joke that you can do it anywhere. So there is that thing. I blew it up. I don't know. How does that look? Okay, you guys can see Game Gulp. Sorry, I'm not reading IGN's tweet. That screen is obviously not on. That screen is not on, or it has really bad looking at it from the side. This is a terrible photo if you're trying to highlight the game here. And it comes in that sort of Funko Pop looking box there. Ooh, the top glows? Holy shit. So you can buy it for $30 if you want. Jump on that now. The Game Gulp. What a way. If I had money to burn that I'm not already using for other stupid shit, this would be something to buy. But I don't like a bit enough to buy this. But if you want a weird thing, maybe it'll go down to $15 at some point. I can purchase it. But the Game Gulp. A Slurpee. Tetris handheld combined device. Probably the weirdest thing I've seen in a while on here. So, yeah. That'll do it for the, news hour here. We finally made it past an hour. Yay! But Night Duck, is the Miu Mini Plus look like a Slurpee and glows at the top? I think not. Checkmate, Night Duck. Checkmate. Anyway. Thank you guys for joining me. For those of you watching on Twitch and YouTube, I'm probably not going to go back to Cyberpunk. My voice is shot. So you got to see the All Foods mission. Played about a half hour. So what I'm going to do, maybe I'll play a little bit before one of the streams this weekend on Saturday or Sunday. Play about an hour, hour and a half, so that the YouTube video can be a longer video than a half hour. But yeah. Oh, no problem. Yeah. Thank you, Vince. If you were here earlier, I don't know if you were, Discord has an open channel there. I don't know if you're in the Discord for Game Ball Pod for stream suggestions or, games to play or things you think I should improve on or, ways to make the news hour better. So you can drop it in there and let me know. But I know you were one that asked last week, so I did set that all up for you. Not you personally. I mean, I do like you. It was more of a general you. So thank you everybody for joining me. It's been fun. We'll be back, if you're on Twitch, tomorrow, with Persona 3 and then Sunday with, Fallout / Cyberpunk. We'll call it that. So see you next time. Bye.